Craig Latimer, candidate for Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, said lines had already begun forming as polls opened.
Right now, as we're standing here talking at almost 3 o'clock, we've already voted right at 15,000 people in Hillsborough County since 7 o'clock this morning.
Due to changes in Florida's voting law, early voting days were cut from 14 to 8. The changes worry people who say early voting gives people a chance to cast their ballots who otherwise might not be able to. Deborah Barr cast her ballot early in the morning on Saturday. She voted for President Barack Obama, but had to wait in a pretty long line to do it. Barr said she was shocked that the polls were so busy today, but thinks the volume will ease up as early voting gets underway.
I'm thinking that even though as busy as it was today, it's still better to vote early than Election Day, because then, you know, that's the only day you have. And so you know it's going to be really, really busy, really, really congested. So I think early voting is the way to go.
Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections candidate Craig Latimer is already the office's chief of staff. He said it's crucial that voters have a variety of options available to them to make sure as many people cast a ballot as possible.
November 6th is not the first day to vote, it's the last day to vote. You get up November 6th and you've got a flat tire, you got a problem. You get up November 6th and it's storming. I mean, we're right here with a hurricane off the other coast of Florida right now. You know, what happens if you go to get up and you've got your kids are sick, and now who's going to stay home and take care of the kids? Don't get shut out.
15 early voting locations will be open throughout Hillsborough County every day until Saturday from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening. And unlike Election Day, voters can go to any of those locations to cast their ballots, whether or not it's in their precinct. Latimer said mail-in ballots are still an option, too.
October 31st is the last day to request a ballot be mailed to you. But you can pick them up at our offices also, at any of our four offices. And as a matter of fact, our office out at the Robert Gilder Election Service Center on Falkenberg Road is open every Sunday from 9 to 5. You can come out there, get an over-the-counter vote-by-mail ballot, fill it out, sign the envelope, put it in the ballot box.
Campaigns on both sides of the political spectrum have been encouraging people to vote early. But a lot of people focus their get-out-the-vote efforts in poor neighborhoods. Victor DiMaio, president of the Hillsborough County Democratic Hispanic Caucus, said Latino voters tend to have lower incomes and need the extra opportunities to get to the polls. He added they also used to have to worry about whether or not they could read the ballot, but now the county is printing ballots in both English and Spanish.
It's a big difference for a Hispanic person to go in to vote and not be able to read some of the things, but you know, in Hillsborough, we're a little spoiled, but I think it's going to help.
Voters are facing a long and complicated ballot this year, with not just presidential and congressional races, but also 11 ballot initiatives. Tim Heberlein is the organizer for the Florida Consumer Action Network.
We're asking folks to vote no on the ballot initiatives, and yes, to retain the judges, just for simplicity's sake. But be a good vote, you know, be an educated voter. Go out and learn the amendments. Learn what other issues are going to be on your ballot during early voting.
Heberlein said knowing the ballot before heading to the polls will help move lines quicker.
For the folks that are already educated on what the issues are, what the amendments are, they get in and out very quickly. For those who don't, you know, might have to take a little bit extra time at the polling sites.
Three Florida Supreme Court justices are on the ballot for merit retention. That's something that happens every 6 years, but this time it's become a politically charged Republican campaign effort to have the justices ousted. Democratic Tampa City Council member Frank Reddick said the judges should be retained.
There's other issues on the ballot that is also critical. We have some local officials who are on the ballot. That's important to us in the local area. We have the Supreme Court justice that we want to retain, and that's very important to us. But most importantly, we want them to vote, and we want to keep President Obama back in office for 4 more years.
Most of the people at the East Tampa event were Obama supporters, but there were also some candidates who are in their final push to get elected. Bob Henriquez is running for Hillsborough County Property Appraiser. Henriquez is a former state representative, but voters don't really know who he is. He said it's more important for candidates like him to get out to election events to meet the voters.
I'm running against Senator Rhonda Storm. She has incredible name ID. Frankly, she's got, that's a double-edged sword for her because she's got a lot of negative name ID as well. So for me, it's just a matter of letting people know there's an alternative. Because if they go to the polls and just see a name they know, even if it's not a name that is necessarily very attractive to them, sometimes they'll vote for that person.
A complete list of early voting locations with estimated wait times is on the Hillsborough County Elections website, votehillsborough.org. There are three early voting locations in Pinellas County, downtown St. Petersburg, downtown Clearwater, and one on Starkey Road in Largo. Their website, votepinellas.com, has more information. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in East Tampa.